From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian government warplane struck the eastern Ghouta region Tuesday, and Damascus accused rebels of shelling a safe route out, despite a Russian call for a five-hour truce in the region. Sarah Charlton reports.
People in several towns described a brief pause in fighting on Tuesday, but said aerial bombardment quickly resumed. The government accuses rebels of shelling the safe route so people cannot leave. The UN says the ongoing fighting makes it impossible to bring in aid or rescue the wounded. The Security Council has already passed a resolution demanding a 30-day truce, but it's fallen on deaf ears. Russia's plan for a daily halt to the fighting also has its critics. The spokesman for one of the main rebel groups accused Russia of presenting people with an impossible choice: forced displacement or being killed in bombardment or siege.
As a U.S. House committee continues its probe into Russian meddling, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was the latest to be called to testify. She's one of President Donald Trump's longest-running aides. The House Intelligence Committee has held closed-door meetings and in recent weeks sparred with former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Mr. Trump won the election before taking office and then events that occurred after Mr. Trump assumed power. The White House says due to recent setbacks to democracy, it is cutting ties and reducing aid to Cambodia. This follows a Human Rights Watch report in January. The report said that government authorities all abuse the judicial system to prosecute political opponents and human rights activists and force the closure of several independent media outlets, including radio stations that broadcast programming from Voice of America and Radio Free Asia. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing a willingness to talk with North Korea. Elizabeth Cherniff has the latest.
With the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang now finished, all eyes are again refocusing on the North Korean nuclear threat. New sanctions announced Friday target individuals and companies in an effort to deter the North Korean regime's long-range missile development programs. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders reiterated the administration's priorities.
The United States and the world must continue to make it known that North Korea's nuclear and missile programs are a dead end.
Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News, Washington.
It appears to be all but confirmed that U.S. President Donald Trump will be running for a second term. U.S. media now report he is naming former digital advisor Brad Parscale to be the campaign manager of his 2020 re-election bid. The news was first reported by the conservative Drudge Report website. Mr. Trump has already indicated he plans to run for a second term in office. The U.S. Africa Command says two al-Shabaab militants have been killed and another injured in an airstrike in southern Somalia. It marked the fourth airstrike in Somalia by the U.S. forces so far this year. Previous strikes against al-Shabaab took place January 2nd and 18th, as well as February 19th. Meanwhile, 10 al-Shabaab militants escaped from a rehabilitation center in the town of Garo on Sunday night. During a House Armed Services hearing on Iraq, Army General Joseph Votel, who was commander of the U.S. Central Command, discussed the accomplishments and ongoing challenges there. He noted that it's been 11 months since he last appeared before the group of lawmakers.
Certainly, as we've seen with Ambassador Haley and her demonstration most recently with some of the items recovered from Saudi Arabia, these weapons pose the threat of widening the conflict out of Yemen and, frankly, put our forces, our embassy in Riyadh, our forces in the United Arab Emirates at risk, as well as our partners.
He's referring to what he says is the acquisition of ballistic missiles by insurgents. As students who survived a deadly mass shooting prepare for return to school Wednesday, federal and state lawmakers continue to debate how to prevent young people from losing their lives in what they all agree should be the safe confines of the nation's schools. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters Tuesday a gap in the nation's background check system for gun buyers must be filled and called for the implementation of sweeping mental health reform. Many House Democratic members want to reinstate a weapons ban that expired more than a decade ago. And Ryan, other Republican lawmakers have not called for the ban on semi-automatic rifles such as the AR-15 used in the attack. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.